Hello, it's Peter Fox back again for another therapy session. I'm strapped in and ready to go, but the boffins on the other side of the glass are worried about something. While we're waiting, I'll explain that the first part is about pubs. It's good fun and sometimes a sad duty to write about pubs, or more especially the people in them. It's also very important to capture the moment. A lot of this is now forgotten history. For goodness sake, preserve today as it will soon be lost forever. The lights are being dimmed. Here we go. In the apple orchards, in the spring, the blossoms out and the bees do their thing. As the summer passes, each fruit grows till they bend down the branches of the trees in their rows. There's plenty of varieties, so take your choice, from America Mother to Darcy Spice. Get your cider at the odd one out, it's the best place there is without a doubt. Rub the edges off a stressful day, you can drink it on the premises, so take it away. It's tasty and fruity and happy and strong. If you're lonely now, you won't be lonely long. When the fruit is picked, you crush it up. Now squeeze the juice out from the pulp. Get any old tank and let it ferment. Just pure apple juice, no supplement. For the next 6 months, you have to drink beer to mature. The cider takes half a year. Get your cider at the odd one out. It's the best place there is, without a doubt. Rub the edges off a stressful day. You can drink it on the premises, so take it away. It's tasty and fruity and happy and strong. If you're lonely now, you won't be lonely long. Cider comes from apples, perry comes from pears. Everybody likes it, from tramps to millionaires. You can have it warm, you can have it cold. You can have it cloudy, you can have it gold. You can have it dry, you can have it sweet. You can have it on its own or with something to eat. Get your cider at the odd one out. It's the best place there is, without a doubt. Rub the edges off stressful day. You can drink it on the premises, so take it away. It's tasty and fruity and happy and strong. If you're lonely now, you won't be lonely long. Off to Colchester in the Mersey Road, that's where the cider drinkers go, with their empty bottles for a takeaway and a few bob in their pocket to pay. When they get it home, it lasts okay for at least a fortnight, so they say. Get your cider at the odd one out, it's the best place there is, without a doubt. Rub the edges off a stressful day, you can drink it on the premises or take it away. It's tasty and fruity and happy and strong. If you're lonely now, you won't be lonely long. That was to celebrate an East Anglian Cider Pub of the Year award. I don't remember much from that day. For quite a few years around the turn of the millennium, there was a bunch of lads, we were in our early 40s, who met in the Dolphin, that's on the A120, at Stysted. The hours were 10 until midnight. Remember, that was before licensing hours were relaxed. Naturally, I wrote some songs about it. This is called Chuckle on a Monday. Nick does lots of discos with garage soul and rock, but at the Old Fox Rest Home he got an awful shock. Their favourite tunes were 78s, which made the poor boy groan. His arm, it nearly dropped off, winding the gramophone. Oh, we're always in the Dolphin all throughout the year. We're in the pub all evening drinking George's beer. We're regular as clockwork, meeting Monday nights. We are the Monday Club, a putting the world to rights. Beer, 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 beer. Now Nigel the Carver sat one day upon a wooden chair. His shouts were heard a mile away when he hurt his derriere. A splinter in his private parts reduced us all to tears. But when he asked us to take it out, there were no volunteers. Ooh, no, I'm not going there. We're always in the Dolphin all throughout the year. We're in the pub all evening drinking George's beer. We're regular as clockwork, meeting Monday nights. We are the Monday Club, a putting the world to rights. Beer, 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 beer. A little old lady said to Fox to look beneath the stair. Just as his mum had prophesied, he found a vacuum there. But when he couldn't start the thing, his spirit sank much lower. He was pulling at the cable like you start a motor mower. Well, how was I to know they work on electricity? Oh, we're always in the Dolphin all throughout the year. We're in the pub all evening drinking George's beer. We're regular as clockwork, meeting Monday nights. We are the Monday Club, a putting the world to rights. Beer, 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 beer. At Laurie's works, the glue pot burst and spread across the floor. A horrible sticky mass oozed right out the door. Some passers-by got stuck fast and called out the old Bill. Laurie unglued most of them, but Plod is stuck there still. Big feet, difficult to unglue, he say. Oh, we're always in the Dolphin all throughout the year. We're in the pub all evening drinking George's beer. We're regular as clockwork, meeting Monday nights. We are the Monday Club, putting the world to rights. The Dolphin is a saucy ship, we are the merry crew. We'll tie up for the evening and have a drink or two. Our harbour is a happy den, tonight we'll not get far. With all the drink we've got aboard, we're grounded at the bar. We're in our roaring forties and rolling half seas over. We haven't had enough to drink, there's some of us still sober. Now, Laurie, he say, I am the noble captain, rugged, brave and handsome. I run the very smartest ship from bowsprit to the transom. And Reeve, he say, I am the first lieutenant, ruthless, mean and hard. If the crew get mutinous, I'll string them from the yard. And Crookshank, he says, I am the navigator, my eyesight's never failing. The trouble is I'm seasick at all the points of sailing. Simon, he say, I am the cookhouse chief. My job's to feed the crew. I've been sailing 30 years, but only served em stew. Hedge, he go, I am the bosun bold, who knows his knots and itches. My hammock has a million fleas with dozens in me breeches. And Nigel, I am the ship's carpenter. My job's to stop her leaking. The crew can never get to sleep because the timber's always creaking. And then there's Nick. I am the young midshipman, still but just a youth. The crew have taught me many things, all rude and very uncouth. And Fox, he say, my job's to play the shanties, to liven up our boat. The crew all say I'm rubbish and cannot sing a note. There's some that call us drunkards afloat in an old tub. It isn't nice to say those things about our favourite pub. None of us can stand the drink. The brine is not for us. In fact, we all get seasick on the top deck of a bus. The salty shore is miles away. We've never been to sea. That's why the Dolphin's tied up alongside Stysted Quay. I climbed onto my bicycle when I was 43. I trundled off to Stysted to see what I could see. I fell into a public house, the Dolphin was its name. And I'm pleased to say that since that day I've never been the same. Oh, 'tis my delight on a Monday night to drink a rate of beer. Da 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 diddle dee dum dee dum dee dum dee dum dee dum. Alderman Councillor Crookshank, he has a Christmas tin. He twists our arms each week to put our clonkers in. It builds up nicely through the year. It makes a pretty stash. So we wine and dine at Christmas time in one almighty bash. Oh, 'tis my delight on a Monday night to drink a rake of beer. Da da dee diddle dee dum dee dum dee dum dee dum dee dum. A cider drinker has been known to join our merry throng, and even in midwinter he'll not wear trousers long. Nigel the carver has no fear, in fact he's bold as brass. He hates the heat upon his seat, so he's no knickers on his arse. Oh, 'tis my delight on a Monday night to drink a rake of beer. Simon is a dealer of the legal sort. He sells florist sundries, which earlier he's bought. He gets quite nervy about his health, but what you must remember, he has to be fit to do his bit all throughout November. Oh, tis my delight on a Monday night to drink a rake of beer. If you want some work done by our elder Dave, you mustn't be impatient, and you'll need to save. I'm sure it will look very nice when he's got it done, but can you wait until that date in 2021? Oh, tis my delight on a Monday night to drink a rake of beer. The green man of our legends lives amongst us now. He works deep in the woodland, chopping trunk and bough. In winter time he sells his fuel, in spring he goes on shoots. I expect to see, just like a tree, hedge start growing roots. Oh, tis my delight on a Monday night to drink a rake of beer. Now, Nick's a noisy short ass, which sometimes is a pain. The reason is not hard to find, as I will now explain. He's got to be gentle in his job, which is selling flowers. So on Monday night he gets quite tight and swears away for hours. Oh, tis my delight on a Monday night to drink a rake of beer. Braintree's business forum has Laurie in the chair, who keeps them all in order and makes sure it is fair. Self-adhesive labels, he makes them by the ton. If you're caught short without a thought, stick one up your bum. Oh, tis my delight on a Monday night to drink a rake of beer. Now Foxy comes from Whittam with a fish upon his head, or else a frog and shark's fin on a beret which is red. He often likes to make a smile and sometimes sing a song, but too much beer and then I fear the words will come out wrong. Oh, tis my delight on a Monday night to drink a rake of beer. George the landlord welcomes us with his cheery face. He serves up pints of lovely beer and keeps us in our place. There are no hand pumps on the bar, it comes straight from the cask. I fancy a bit. Whose round is it? I thought you'd never ask. Oh, tis my delight on a Monday night to drink a rake of beer. Now when we're dead and buried and past the pearly gates, we'll all meet up together and drink again as mates. There'll be no fear of closing time or turning out the lights. And we'll count the years and we'll count the beers we had on Monday nights. 3 miles south of Malden is the Round Bush. I remember leaving there one night. I've got to start this again because there's a microphone here that I'm supposed to be making love to. All right, I shall try and be serious. 3 miles south of Malden is the Round Bush. I remember leaving there one night on my bicycle and hearing the clerch chock. Try again. 3 miles south of Malden is the Round Bush. I remember leaving there one night on my bicycle and hearing the church clock strike two. The first song was a result of a challenge by a couple of guys who'd often practice in the lower bar on a Thursday evening. There is a pub down Dengie Way, they call the Old Round Bush. The beer's straight from the cask in there, as fine as you could wish. I've been down to the Hazley Oak and tried the Prince of Wales, but neither pub is half a patch if you're hooked on real ales. The main room is a public bar with jolly good company. To warm your feet while you sup your beer is a thing that just suits me. Now, Ray, our landlord, feeds us well. We get some fine free grub. It's a treat to have these little titbits in a drinking man's pub. There's well-kept beers behind the bar. It comes right out the cask. There are no pumps to foam it up. What more could one ask? Now the only thing a drinker needs is a pub that serves real ales. But the thing that makes him satisfied is bright fellows and good tales. Oh, mother, tell your children that life is not a rush. Enjoy your short life in this world, in Pearlie's old round bush. I had to do something for a Cockney night. Hope you came out with a thirst. The Queen's Head is where we'll go first. It's not open at all, not doing the Pearlie crawl. Down the road to the vineyard, finding the way there's not hard. Newhall wine's very toothsome. Try some, buy some. Any time you're Pearlie way, any evening, any day, you'll find us all doing the Pearlie crawl. Up the hill we know so well, past the church into the bell, you'll find us all doing the Pearlie crawl. Now off we go to the round bush, it's all downhill so don't push. Now's our chance to drink more ale, it's on sale by the pail. Any time you're Pearlie way, any evening, any day, you'll find us all doing the Pearlie crawl. When you fall into a hedge, it's too late to sign the pledge. You'll find us all doing the Pearlie crawl. Going home is not so easy. All that be makes you queasy. Find a ditch or hedge and be quick. Head's thick, be sick. Any time you're Pearlie way, any evening, any day, you'll find us all doing the Pearlie crawl. Then the most hospitable landlord I've ever known died suddenly. It's quite a challenge to strike the right note in very limited time. He wasn't actually a captain of anything, but it fits with the conceit of tradition. I hope people will stumble across this song in the future and say, gosh, he must have been a great chap for anybody to bother writing a song about him. Many stories have been told of heroes fierce and bold. Their names live on in history of wars and Spanish gold. Swashbuckling chaps with flashing blades who think they're Errol Flynn. Ray Ibbotson was not like that, he only ran an inn. Out on the dingy marshes there are 30 pubs or more. Of these houses there is only one with its own core. It's strange to say the regulars are not known as such, but the quiet and gentle volunteers based at the old round bush. This landmark pub has been around for a long, long time. Hard work and careful stewardship have kept it in its prime. There's cracking food and company and also right good beers. So that's a reason to enlist in the Rowbush Volunteers. From time to time the volunteers are called up on parade, and evening's entertainment for a charity to aid. All our change and larger stuff Ray has somehow lifted. So next week £1,000 to a worthy cause is gifted. The volunteers recall with pride how Captain Ibbotson would be the perfect host to us with his apron on. He'd stoke the fires of fellowship and camaraderie, as he would feed at his expense the whole company. Sad was the day Ray passed away at awful tender years. We all of us were deeply shocked, and many moved to tears. Let's celebrate as we know how, his memory with beers. So here's a toast to Ibbotson of the Roundbush Volunteers. The two guys practising in the Roundbush were Ian Linton and Tony Morell. They put another of my pub songs to music and recorded it. Thanks, guys. The pub in question is the Walnut Tree at Broad's Green near Great Waltham. The landlady at the time had two horses in a paddock behind the pub. I don't think they actually escaped, but they might have done.
Fred and Nemo don't go far, they have nowhere to go. They're stuck inside the paddock, trotting to and fro. Till one day they got fed up and started off the show. It's a day we'll all remember, the poor screen rodeo. Well, Jeffrey saw the naughty pair break out of the stockade. He held out both his arms to form a wide blockade. He assumed that they were tame and both were easily led. He don't remember much more, now he's got two plates in his head. She called on her punters in the walnut tree. Which of you will help me in my hour of need? One by one we went outside to help with the stampede. Strutty thought he'd try a tune to keep the horses sweet. He strapped on his accordion and went out in the street. The song, it proved a failure, and by the second verse Fred and Nemo hated it. It only made things worse. Dodds team, they were very keen to get on with their match. So they went out on the green to try to make a catch. Few of them had bumpy rides and went off the double top. The horse gave one a bullseye, but still refused to stop. Mark came in the public bar and stopped to have a drink. He sussed out the solution was to give free drink. A prize, my lads, to anyone who'll overcome their fears. So one by one we went outside to try to win that beer. The fox jumped on his bicycle and pedaled after Fred. Caught him up and then he threw his arms around Fred's head. It looked as though he'd cracked the problem into shakes. Instead he got to find out that horses have no brakes. Wilf's a cute old timer who has some bright ideas. He went up to each horse and whispered in his ears, staring at them eye to eye and take a certain stance. Very good in theory, now we'll send the ambulance. Thank you. horses wouldn't yield without a fight. He went off to his workshop and dressed up as a knight. The sun shone on his armor without a spot of rust. Tripped up on his sword, and now his collarbone is bust. And Graham Etheridge has been known for his ideas daft and silly. What Fred and Nemo needed was a friendly local filly. We'll get a panto horse out and dress it in a skirt. I dare not say what happened next, but by the screams it hurt. To think what they could do. Arcala got them tying knots to make a strong lasso. By luck the first try captured Fred. They got him in one throw, but took off fast down Lark's Lane with 15 scouts in tow. Nemo saw the fun Fred had and joined him down the lane. The pair of them ran off and were never seen again. We were too tired and not too sad to see the blighters go. A day we all remember at the Broad Street Rodeo. We were too tired and not too sad to see the blighters go. A day we all remember.
Oh, we're going to have a break. You probably need it.